You've probably heard of Cocaine Bear, the real bear who inspired the movie, who ate cocaine from Colombia, wreaking havoc. Well, now we have cocaine hippos. They haven't ingested the powder, but cocaine money paid for them. The late drug kingpin Pablo Escobar smuggled 4 hippos into the zoo at his private estate back in the 1980s. After he was jailed, escaped, and then killed, officials set the hippos to roam free. Big mistake. Those 4 hippos have reproduced to more than 130, and they're considered a dangerous invasive species. Colombia has debated conserving them, hunting and killing them. The latest idea is to transport them to other countries, although many Colombians think of them as folk heroes, something our next guest says is a problem. Diana Duran is a news assistant with the Washington Post. She's in Bogota. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Robin?
Well, I'm fine, but how are you? I mean, tell us about these hippos. What an image. They're not native to Colombia. Where are they? Are they off the estate? How big are they? Why are they a problem?
Well, a hippo, when becomes an adult, can be like 2 tons weight. It's very big and heavy, and that's part of a problem, actually. For them to be transferred to other countries, they have to be safely captured. And because they're so big, that itself is a problem.
Well, and so dangerous. You tell us that they're capable of killing a human with a single bite.
Yeah. They're very dangerous. And the thing is, because they don't eat people, actually. Like, they kill because they feel in danger. The thing is, people usually think, oh, they're so cute, they're so chubby, they won't harm anyone. And no, they are actually very harmful. They are very capable of doing harm on people.
Well, they're also harmful to the environment. They're eating plants that they shouldn't be. Their feces are in waterways. But they're also animals who are beloved in a certain way, endangered in other places in the world as well. So now this idea of transporting them, we know that people there tried to, you know, shoot them with darts that would have birth control so they wouldn't reproduce. That hasn't gone very well. But how is the transport going to go?
Regional authorities, like the Antioquia Department authorities, which is basically where most of the hippos are based in, they are expecting the national government to give the adequate permissions for the animals to be transferred abroad to Mexico and India. Those are the places that are allegedly going to take them in. Part of the problem is, first of all, you have to capture them, which isn't easy at all. And then you have to pay a lot of money. It's a very expensive process to transfer these animals because of their size. So far, the national government hasn't given the permissions that these sanctuaries in Mexico and India need to take the animals out of Colombia. And that's been expected to happen anytime soon.
You tell us a flight to Mexico could cost $400,000, to India $900,000. Each hippo would have a special crate that costs $10,000. The resources will come from Mexico and India, but as you said, those governments are working that out. Meantime, there was a car accident. A hippo was killed when a car crashed into it. But what's the sense of what to do in the meantime as these transports are considered?
I don't think there's much that can be done in the meantime, because the regional authorities are already trying to educate the population, but that's not easy because people have grown very fond of the animals and people are not really aware, and I mean like the locals, they're not really aware of the dangers these animals entangle. So hopefully the permissions will be given in the following months and at least half the population of the animals will go away. But it only solves half of the problem. And the other part of the problem will remain in Colombia.
Well, what about attempts to neuter the animals or try to get a way to get birth control into them?
That's really, really, really difficult. Like, they're trying. There is already, for 10 years, there's been a program to sterilize the animals, but the population has grown. So it's been very unsuccessful in terms of numbers. Yeah. They can't even mark the animals to know which ones have had any sterilization process and which ones have not.
Well, and researchers estimate that if they're not properly managed, there'll be over 1,000 hippos in Colombia by 2034. It just seems inconceivable. No pun intended.
Yeah, it does.
It just seems like another piece of damage from Escobar, this drug lord, so many died with his product. Do people see it that way at all? These animals are victims as well, and so are the people of Colombia.
This wouldn't have happened if Escobar, like, had Escobar been a law-abiding man. So if he had complied with our local norms, this would have never happened. But the thing is, Pablo Escobar was a man who believed that money bought it all. So, yeah, they are definitely victims. And I understand why animal rights activists try to defend their lives. But I also think that they're missing the big picture here, because other species, the environment, the people are in danger because of the hippos.
Well, that's the Washington Post, Deanna Duran. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.